The reading is taken from the letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5. Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of this light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for in everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent." Then he went and washed and came back able to see. This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This sermon is part of a series of sermons on the subject of discipleship. And the particular title for this sermon is Making the Most of Things. And there's a theme that I hope you will see that runs through this sermon, and it is the theme of light and darkness. And that is perhaps an appropriate theme for today, because of course it's Mothering Sunday, a day of lightness. And also we are now in British summertime, and may I congratulate all of you for remembering to put your clocks and watches forward. Because I assume if you didn't, you wouldn't be here. And I myself am quite a fan of British summertime. I much prefer it for the extra daylight hour that we get. And I wonder whether, if Scotland ever does get its referendum and declares independence from the Union, whether we will be able to have British summertime all of the time. Although, of course, by then we will probably have to call it English summertime. But light is something that Paul talks about in Ephesians, the reading that we have just had. He asks us to be children of the light, the fruits of which are good, right, and true. So what is good? Well, the love of a mother is good. Children are good. Well, most of the time anyway. What is right? Well, you have an Alpha course coming up, so I don't think you could go far wrong to attend that. And I was told by Will that I would get brownie points for including that in the sermon. But being a disciple must be right as well. And what about the third thing? Truth. Well, to understand that, perhaps we need to look further at our gospel reading from John. And the reading, as you heard, is the first seven verses from John. And for those of you who are wondering what's happened to this man, I'm about to tell you. And if, as I'm sure many of you know the story, then bear with me. Because this man had his sight restored, and our interest lies partly in what then happens. Now, this story is a very long story as far as gospel stories go, and it is unusual. It is unusual because Jesus only appears at the beginning of the story and at the end. And yet he is the subject of the story throughout. Now, when the blind man has his sight restored, and I will call him the man from now on, when the man has his sight restored, he goes back to his neighbors who do not recognize him because they remember the man who was the beggar. And now you have this man walking around with his sight restored. And they ask, how has this happened? And he says, well, my sight was restored by Jesus. And the Pharisees hear of this. And again, in John, he refers either to Pharisees or to the Jews. He used different words for the same thing. And I will refer to them as the Pharisees. The Pharisees hear of this and cross-examine the man and find out what has happened. And some of them are concerned that this miracle took place on the Sabbath, a day of rest, a day when there should be no activity. And they regard this action as sinful. But others say, no, this is a good work, and this must be from a good man. But the Pharisees are still not satisfied, so they go and question the man's parents. They ask his parents, what happened? How has this man had his sight restored? And the parents will say only that this man is their son, that he has had his sight restored. But they do not dare to tell the Pharisees that the reason for this is because of Jesus. And they are afraid of the Pharisees, concerned that if they say that this has come from Jesus, they will be cast out of the synagogue. So they say to the Pharisees, our son is of age, go and ask him. So for the third time, the Pharisees ask the question. They go back to the man and ask him how his sight was restored. And he tells them for the second time that it was because of Jesus. And they say to him, we believe and follow Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we don't know where this man, Jesus, comes from. And the response of the man is electrifying. He says to the Pharisees, the astounding thing is that you do not know where Jesus comes from. Yet he has restored my sight. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to those who believe and worship him. Now the Pharisees were not very happy at being told this by the man, and they cast him out. He was out in the wilderness, away from the synagogue, on his own. And when Jesus heard of this, he went and found the man. And he said to him, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the man said, I would, if I knew who he was. And Jesus said, well, you are looking at him. And the man said, I believe. And I think what this story tells us is something about discipleship. Because here we have a man who had his sight restored. And this came about for three reasons. Firstly, because he was found by Jesus. But as a result, he understood and he knew Jesus. He also believed. And when he knew who Jesus was, he followed Jesus. And this shows us the three characteristics of discipleship. To know Jesus, to believe in Jesus, to follow Jesus. And what of the Pharisees? Because what this reading is about is also about spiritual blindness. The Pharisees themselves had three opportunities to understand what had happened and as a result to know Jesus. And yet they were unable or unwilling to do so. And I think the difference between the man who was blind and who regained his sight and the Pharisees is rather like the story that we hear elsewhere in the Gospels of how difficult it is for the rich man to enter the eye of the needle. For the man who was blind, who was the beggar, he really did not have to give up much to change and to follow Jesus. For the Pharisees, in contrast, they had everything. They were the top notch of Jewish society, and here they were confronted by an itinerant preacher who was challenging their way of life, their thinking, their lifestyle. For them, it was, of course, very difficult to understand and to believe in Jesus. So I will conclude with the words of St. Paul again. Let us live as children of the light and use every opportunity to do so. Amen.